coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Do what you do.
Do what you do.
Hey, baby.
Frodo is bagging.
That's just the show.
Welcome back. Welcome. Oh, this is the beginning of the show.
Welcome. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Welcome home to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Don't you listeners just feel like it's your home?
Come. We're here. Our booth is right here in the middle of the Moroccan Senior Center this week. Cliff, isn't this wonderful?
I love it. Here in Casablanca.
And of all the senior citizens in all the world. We had to walk into this one.
Oh, Kendall, you must remember this. A host is still a host. Obese is still obese.
Unfortunately.
The fundamental rules apply. I want some pie. Isn't that how that song goes?
Something like that, Cliff.
Something like that.
Here's looking at you.
Play it again, Sam.
This is going to be a quote-filled quote-a-thon.
Sure is. I can't wait. Listeners are thinking, hey, this feels like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, it's going to be great.
But it's also, aside from being here in the Senior Citizen Center here, Casablanca, Morocco, this is a show about trash.
Yep.
Trash.
Heard it here first.
Don't drag this show over to the trash can just yet.
No, you're going to want to hear this.
You're going to want to hear this, Kendall. I want to let you know this fact about trash, okay?
All right.
This reminded me of me because it says motor oil never wears out. It just gets dirty. But it can be recycled. Isn't that wonderful to hear?
That is so good. Recycle that oil.
Recycle it.
Cliff, unfortunately, you know, an average person generates 4 pounds of trash every day. And if you're us,
20.
It's like 20 pounds of pizza boxes on top of whatever else is there.
I am constantly amazed at how much trash, even just one person makes.
Oh, I know.
And it's because somewhere here in the notes, it's like one third of all of the trash that ends up in the landfill is... It's like packaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even the stuff itself.
Yeah.
It's the damn boxes it came in.
It's the four layers of shit you have to cut through and slice your hand open.
Whenever you have to, isn't it just one of those Larry David moments where you are just banging shit around?
I feel like my life has just turned into one big Larry David moment.
It really has.
I'm even getting balder.
Oh, you are. I didn't want to say anything.
Well, thank you.
But my baldness is already so apparent you can see it from the moon.
It is not.
It is true.
I've always thought you were way exaggerating about your baldness.
You never say that about when I say how fat I am.
I've never said you. Thanks.
Oh, Kendall, over 11 million tons of recyclable clothing, shoes, and textiles are thrown the hell away.
What the
each year.
Hell?
If you thought Cliff and Kendall needed to lose 11 tons, we need to lose that 11 tons of garbage. You got to recycle it, you guys.
Yeah, have you seen the videos of the trash islands in the middle of the ocean?
Nobody wants to visit that on their cruise.
If you do, you're like, I want a refund.
A refund. Kendall, I want to tell you one thing about trash.
All right.
How long... This is a question. How long do you think it takes a glass bottle to decompose? Just in the trash.
A glass bottle doesn't decompose, does it?
A glass, well, eventually.
A million years.
No, Kendall, don't overshoot it, asshole.
10,000 years.
4,000 years, which is still a long time. You think you're going to be here when that Coke bottle that you just drank is gone? No way! Kendall, your hyperbole is not helping anything. Okay.
What'd you call me? You know, the majority of the 4 million tons of junk mail that we get every year?
4 million tons?
No. Junk mail.
Oh, this is a junk show. Sorry, I thought that's what the critics have been saying. But sorry, it's not junk mail.
No, don't put this in the junk pile. All that junk they receive every year, it just ends up in those landfills.
Is it?
It's terrible.
I think that's one of the worst things.
Oh, I do too. Like, I just get tons of shit.
Like, if there weren't 10 million other really pressing issues for us all to focus on, I would say let's focus on the junk mail.
Can't we get all get behind that one at least?
Because it is. And I know I've talked about it before. If you're like me, you live in a one-room studio apartment above a fish hatchery. And to go get your mail, it's a long walk, guys. And it's just a bore because you don't have anything good coming in anyway. Except for that once, twice.
Who else uses the mail?
So unless you've like ordered something from Amazon. But I think you gotta walk, and then what do you go? You walk all that way to get what? An armload of trash that you bring and put directly into the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Is this America?
Well, no, we're not in America. Today. We're in Morocco.
Is that the state of America?
I know.
I know we're in Casablanca. You must remember.
Remember it, Cliff.
A kiss is just a kiss. This show is just a show.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that a wonderful sound,
oh,
dear?
Lovely. Oh, I love it, Sugar Lump.
Heard the tunes coming out of the booth. It was wonderful.
Oh, yes. You know, so many of these senior citizens, all they're doing is sitting around and watching television.
Oh, no, it's so sad, dear.
Oh, no.
You see the life just fading out of them.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Oh, it sounds awful.
Well, they don't have like a vivacious life like you guys have.
Well, dear, that's what we're gonna change that.
Oh, good thinking, Sugar Lump. Why, I know what you can do. You can give them all lessons on how to do the rumba.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Oh, right now, let's rumba out of the booth.
Oh, look at them all, they're all excited.
Oh, I'm gonna teach you all.
Oh, look, they're all lighting up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look, this is that. Wonderful. Look, we got a front row view. View.
Yeah. Look, that one over there, that one woman, she was so excited her teeth fell out.
Watch out for that. Don't step on those.
Just rinse those off.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, they're changing all these people's lives, Cliff. And I thought they would be this excited listening to the show. But
you would think.
I guess it took both things to bring them up.
You know, they're probably also medicated that it's hard for them to even wake up and hear the show.
Same.
And smell the coffee.
Cliff, do you know there's no limit to the number of times you can recycle that old aluminum can?
Oh.
No limit.
God bless.
What else in life are you going to hear somebody say no limits?
No limits. Oh, I wish we were at a buffet.
I know. They're like, here's your limit. Stop.
Yeah. Now, Kendall, we all love Christmas, right?
Well,
everybody loves the holidays. But you know what? When the old United States celebrates those old holidays, Americans produce an additional 5 million tons of waste.
Oh, ouch.
4 million of that 5 million is wrapping paper and shopping bags.
Oh, my gosh.
Dear God. Doesn't that make you want to think twice about wrapping up those gifts?
Hey, let's just get some gift cards.
Gift cards.
Now the next year, like 5 million pounds of gift cards.
It definitely will. Now that's going to be the new thing because that's what everybody gets.
Yeah.
You think that glass bottle stays around for a long time? Wait till you see how long that $10 Starbucks gift card stays around.
It will never.
It's
gone.
Never going to leave. It's like this show. People have been praying for years. For a smooth and quick death, but it's just not going to happen.
We got a long half-life.
We did 100 shows. We were then picked up for the back 900, and we're not done yet.
Cliff, I don't know about you, but I got some shouting I need to be doing.
Shout into you. Come on.
Look, they're doing the cha-cha.
Oh,
we're
look.
Singing that.
Nice.
Look at them go.
Look at that.
Don't turn her too quick, Mr. Snowbottom. She looks frail. All right.
Oh, boys. Oh, did you see us doing the cha-cha?
Oh, I was just telling you. We're doing the cha-cha.
Cha-cha left. Right, dear.
Dad, he just moves so gracefully when he's doing the cha-cha. Yeah. He looks like a young man.
Oh, my. You know, I see some of these seniors, they're perking up already, boys.
Isn't it wonderful? You boys should do something like this as well.
Oh, well, yes.
I thought we were doing the shower.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you to move a little bit more throughout the day.
Oh, dear, no, I was talking about helping the seniors, dear, but yes, moving would be a good thing as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay, point taken.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing them joy to everybody.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear, you know what we can do after our dancing? We can teach them all how to make macaroni sculptures.
Oh, dear, that's a wonderful idea. Do you think they have a gallon of macaroni sitting around?
Oh,
crackpot! Oh, I want to be in on that.
Could you boil some of it?
Well, I want to eat some while I'm doing the crafts. All right, Cliff, I've got a shout out to you.
Do you?
I do. I want to shout out to all the garbage men and women.
Oh!
That come every week to pick up all our disgusting garbage and take it to a field to be buried or burned.
Shout out.
Shout out to them and the janitors, really. All of
the
them.
The janitors of the world.
We have such an affinity for them.
We know, because we know. That's when
because
you,
we know.
You know, that's how you really sympathize with somebody. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendall, because you reached into that tampon receptacle. And you pulled them out by hand when we lost the key. I'm not going to forget that.
Like you walked a mile in their shoes metaphorically.
Yeah. We were there when we came in, and on the back of that toilet was 2 inches of
crusty
hardened
poo.
Shit. And what did we do? We stood there and bravely sprayed it with spray until it broke up.
From 10 feet away.
But the point is, it eventually did.
Yeah.
After many
attempts.
That's
a good story for life there.
That's because we
keep working
know.
At it, and you'll get right. that hardened shit off the back of that toilet.
Kendall, I want to shout out because, you know, August just ended, and I want to shout out to, of course, you'd never guess who I'm shouting out to. It was her birthday in the middle of August. That's right. It was Madonna. Because
good old Madonna.
We're living for love because of her. And you know, I think one reason I love her is because everything that she does, I feel like it's everything I do. Because people are like, how dare you? Whatever she does, she can't walk down the street mm-hmm. without 10 people saying, well, let me tell you how she's doing it
wrong.
Means
you're doing it right.
Right. And so I feel like everything, you know, I do, people have always been like, well, who do you think you are? But she rises above it to just make incredible music and art and just changes the world and makes it a better place.
We know exactly how she feels.
And yeah, we're the same. We just keep going. Just
living for love.
Keep going.
Living for love.
And she's going. And as she once said, you know, when she dies, then they'll kiss her ass.
I'm so not sorry.
So, but anyway, I just want to shout out to Madonna. You never would have guessed.
Shout out to Madonna. I thought you were going to say Halloween.
Halloween
season. So I wouldn't have guessed. You're right.
Oh.
Cliff, I want to shout out to just the television.
Oh.
For keeping me sane for the past few decades we've been on this Rye tour. We've been on the
Rye tour like
so much. And if we didn't have television to keep us just sane and keep us company.
Come and knock on our door.
And just in our own little happy world, when we go to our own bunks or cots or rooms or plane cabins, we just wouldn't be able to stand it. So
there you go.
Shout out to good old TV.
Agreed, Kendall. Agreed. Now I have to shout out.
We agreed on that one.
I have to shout out to Terry the Temp because, you know, I was having an anxiety attack the other night.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, my apartment, I haven't been there in so long. Is it still there? What's going on? And so Terry the Temp, she was so gracious. You know, she was temping on an offshore oil rig in the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as she got done with that, she went to my apartment and just took some pictures to show me that it's still there.
Just proof that it was there.
And thank you, but I had to show you these pictures. Look how dusty my apartment is. It looks like carpet, but it's just dust. Do you ever let anywhere that you live get this dusty? Look at that.
Yes, I've had places that were that dusty.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh my God. When I touch it, I'm like, oh my God, I've got a dust.
Look at this.
But look, you haven't been there.
Well, that's true.
And what's good is that if anybody breaks in while you're gone, you'll see the footprints.
Yeah, I would
see.
And
like a,
yeah, we don't need like a plaster of Paris mold or anything.
Well, and you know, that's probably from the Flash. You can't see that in real life.
Oh, look at this. This is the worst.
Where is that?
It's on the top of the DVD player.
Oh, well. It's what's inside that counts.
It's what. Yep. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, I just wanted to shout out, but so thank you, Terry.
Wish you could have seen those pictures, listeners.
Did I even mention that I was showing you pictures?
I don't know.
I showed you the pictures.
We're usually pretty good about
those
that.
Those are the ones Terry texted me.
Cliff, I want to shout out to Advil.
Shout out to the Advil.
Because as I get older, I realize that I need it more and more often just to get my ass going. So.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Advil.
I want to shout out to Ba, which is B-A-H, the group from Busheltown. It's Busheltonians Against Homelessness, and they're trying to gather signatures because they want to introduce legislation that says in Busheltown, the homeless get to sleep in the mayor's house until the mayor figures out what to do about the homeless problem. And so I just want to shout out to Ba and wish them all...
Oh, have you seen? Oh, look at those seniors dancing.
It just melts my heart to see such wonderful smiles on their faces.
Oh, yes. Now, did we leave our glue in here, boys? We need it for our sculptures. Where's the glue?
I don't see any glue.
That's not under your notes over there, is it, Kendall?
Oh, here it is.
Oh!
Oh,
great. Oh, we found the glue, yeah. Everyone.
Get the elbow macaroni ready, dear. We're coming.
Oh, well, all right, well, we've
got... I was hoping that they'd wait till I was on break and I can come help.
Kendall, you're just a born helper. And, yeah, let's take a break. Can all we right. take one?
We can. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
So here we are in the middle of nowhere. So I stopped the car to take a look at the map. Anybody mind if I smoke? All of a sudden, appears this very old man.
I do, Uncle Harry.
You do what, John?
Mind. I mind if you smoke. I mean, you did ask if anyone minded if you smoke.
Well, John, everybody says that as a sort of a courtesy, you know, before they light up.
Courtesy is very nice, Uncle Harry. I appreciate that. It's nice to know you wouldn't smoke if it's bothering somebody.
John, how is my smoking bothering you?
Bothers me too, Harry.
What is this? You guys kidding me or something?
I don't smoke. Why should I have to breathe in your smoke? Besides, it gives me a sore throat.
Smells bad while I'm eating, Harry.
It makes me cough.
And Harry... The ash is on the carpet.
Uncle Harry, we love you, but not your cigarette.
Well, thanks for telling me. I didn't realize.
Next time, tell them you mind very much if they smoke. It's a form of air pollution you can live without.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Are you trying to pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time?
No, I was doing the I'm a fat man dance.
Oh.
Because I don't know, that's just the only thing I feel like doing and moving around when I'm fat. Just like when I pat my belly.
Can you do that? Can you pat your, or whatever, do the thing?
Is it pat your head and rub
I
your
think
belly?
So.
Or is it
I
pat
think
your
it's...
belly and...
Well, you should be able to do either one, right?
Yeah, I can do either one.
Okay, good.
I was worried there for a minute.
I tested myself the other day because I watched The Great Muppet Caper, and at some point Fozzie does that.
Oh.
And so I thought, oh, can I do it? And I still got it. So
I still
we
got it.
Still got it.
Look
listeners.
At us. We're still in our prom.
Yeah. Did we even mention that this is an internet talk show and all that shit?
I'm sure we didn't.
If not, then go back in one of our most recent episodes. I'm sure we explained it all.
Exactly.
Go back and listen to that. Kendall, talking trash.
Talking trash.
That's what we're doing.
Do you know this is going to make you ashamed? This is going to make Lee Greenwood rewrite his song Proud to Be an American.
Oh, I'm worried.
Listen up, Lee. Americans make up roughly 5% of the world's population, but generate nearly 40% of the world's waste.
Uncle Sam is crying.
What a waste. And that's not even me saying that about your large midsection this time.
Whoa.
That's what the guy at Target said to me last time I was there trying on
pants.
And I said, do you have a size up from this? And I held up what I just put on. He said, whoa, what a waste. But anyway, can you even believe that?
Sadly, yes, I can.
But
I don't want to believe it. Come on, America.
Come on.
They also, all Americans, if we could just like recycle 1/10 of the newspapers in America, it'd save 25 million trees. 25 million trees.
Oh, my God. Well, nobody think of the trees.
You'll never get Mrs. Butter. She's gone to the kitchen and she's whipped up something delicious and gourmet for these seniors.
I fixed up a little something for the seniors, dear.
They're going to love it.
Oh, well, I saw that their lunches came and they just look so sad, dear. And they did a little something extra.
What was it? Apple sauce and potato paste.
I don't know. It's come out of a can, dear. It's terrible.
Oh, disgusting.
So anyway, I made a rye casserole and then a lemonade souffle, dear.
Oh, delicious. Oh, you should have smelled them baking boys.
Oh, I wished it. Was there any left over?
Of course not. She measured exactly for all of the seniors.
She's always so thoughtful in that regard.
That's no waste. That's
no waste.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's a show we're doing about waste.
You're a role model to the rest of the Americans.
Well, thank
Mrs.
you, dear. I did also want the seniors to see that as well, dear. To waste when you're cooking, dear.
What a wonderful lesson. You're really bringing these seniors into the 21st century, girl.
You think that's great, dear. You know what we should do next?
Oh, what?
What if we teach them how to program their VCRs so they'll miss a television series?
Oh, they'll never miss Matlock again.
Dear, they're going to love this.
Yes.
Quick, go get your VCR out of your room, dear.
I would stop them, but it's probably a good life skill to have.
It's a good, you know, I was thinking not too long ago, because I thought I really wanted to watch Ellen, even though it was like all dubbed into weird language.
Uh-huh.
I thought I can probably make out the jokes when she, you know, because lots of times she'll just like drop people through holes and stuff. Uh-huh. And so that transcends language.
Uh-huh.
Or you know, when she has people jump out of the...
That,
you don't have to know what they're saying.
No, it's funny in any language.
Yeah, but it's hard to like download. There's nowhere you can just stream like the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I really should get out my old VCR, which I was in one of those pictures that Terry texted me from my apartment. And
with all the dust.
But I thought, it's in the closet. And I thought, I have no idea how to even program that anymore. Because it was like a weird one, not like...
Everyone, I was like, you had to push weird buttons
and
always would like jump to the next one. And
so I gave up.
That's why our parents always thought that we were like technological wizards.
Right.
Because we figured out how to push those buttons to program the VCR remote.
Exactly. And Kendall, speaking of wizards and waste.
Expecto Patronus.
Did someone call my name?
Oh, disposable diapers. That's...
Oh.
They're still going to be in the landfill for... 300 years.
That's horrible.
300 years right down to the day.
Well, hopefully the witches come back and save the day.
And this will be hell to pay for all those diapers that are down in the landfill.
All those soggy bottom just
soggy
droppings.
Bottom diapers. Oh my God, Kendall, in a lifetime, the average American, so we will do this more, will leave a legacy of 90,000 pounds of trash for the future. That's what you're leaving behind.
I don't want to see my legacy.
90,000 pounds of trash. Can you?
And see, we were worried we weren't going to leave anything behind.
Well, we will have a legacy after all, won't we? That's reassuring. Kendall, what would you do?
What would I do? I just...
What would I do?
What would you do?
I would play I would play this episode this little and segment. Put a smile on my face. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, this is a segment called What Would I Do? WWID.
What would I do?
What would I do, Kendall? Are you, I've got one for you.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Kendall, you're on a cruise. And guess what? You've been wrongly accused of jewel theft.
Uh-oh.
And the cruise detective, the ship detective,
every ship needs one.
He has handcuffed you, you know, down in his office below decks. And you're waiting to be interrogated, and you're handcuffed to, like, the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being interrogated or waiting to be when the cruise ship, strikes an iceberg.
Uh-oh.
And the ship begins to sink and take on water, and you start to see it seeping under the door. What would you do?
Well,
you're handcuffed to the wall.
Luckily, I'm a magician.
Focus, focus.
Cliff, and I do know how to get out of a pair of handcuffs.
How do you do it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
No!
Duh!
Okay, do you have to have a key under your tongue and you don't have it?
No, you don't have to have a key under your tongue. All you have to know is how to pick a handcuff. So I would just pick that handcuff, get myself out, swim up, and get a snack and enjoy the rest of my day.
I hope that detective finds you.
But I didn't steal the jewels!
Yeah, but still there's something called due process.
But I still deserve it. All right.
Well, that's what you would do. Okay.
All right. What would you do, Cliff?
Oh.
You're the local Bushelton genie pops out of his lamp, out of his bottle there, and he says, "I'm going to grant you the greatest wish that you ever could ever want. We don't even know what it is. Just the best.
Okay.
Yeah, everything you could ever want.
Okay.
However, you have to go back to the age of 5 and relive your life up to this point to receive said gift or said whatever. Would you do it?
I mean, if it was good enough.
Yeah. I'd do it.
If it was good enough.
Yeah. I had to ask Susan, try this one out on her, and she said no, she wouldn't do it.
No.
I was like, well, you must not have good enough thing you're asking for.
See, you gotta ask for something really good.
Ask how.
Yeah. And so.
Good answer.
Something along the lines. Yeah. Now, see, guess what, Kendall? You've just met the local Bushelton genie.
Uh-oh.
But this time, this time he's being far more specific. Thank God. And you met him. He was in the cereal aisle of the Blobsmush Food and More.
Mm-hmm.
Popped out of the genie bottle. And he says, "Ho, yo, ho, Kendall. I'm going to give you a magical choice. You can have breakfast with one cereal box mascot of your choice. You get to meet the real one. What would you do? Like Tony the Tiger or the Leprechaun from Lucky Charms or the Trix Rabbit or the Bee from Honey Nut Cheerios or any of them?"
I would meet Count Chocula.
There you go. Finally, good answer. Correct.
Yeah. Finally. How many episodes did it take?
Too many to count.
Too many. My magic has garnered the respect of magicians all over the world.
Oh.
That's just a statement. I'm getting to the what would I do.
Uh-huh.
And they have asked me to do a magic act to open for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turns Rye Tour. Just to open it up. This is hypothetical now.
Yeah,
now we're on the hypothetical.
It's very hypothetical.
And the only way we can do it is if, because we have to save money, you have to be the assistant. And Crockpot, you know, she has to watch kids. Charles has to do whatever he does.
Okay.
So you have to lose 150 pounds to be able to fit into the
not gonna happen.
Song a person in half box as well as all the other effects. So what do you do?
Say sorry, bitch.
Magic act canceled. But one, think about all the sad faces, Cliff.
Oh, bitch, they're going to be so much happier when they see me on a stool with a microphone and I let the nightingale into the room and I start singing, "You must remember this."
But I had such good illusions.
A kiss is still a kiss. A dummy is still a dummy.
I felt pointed.
And well, that's what the vampire said to Buffy. Kendall. What a dumb question, Kendall. I can't, how dare you? That's what I would do. They would much rather hear a little mini concert from me. Because music is the universal language. Magic is the universal something else.
That's because you ain't seen it right.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Kendall, I got one more for you. What All would right. you do? Kendall, you, I don't know why you even bother. You decided to go on a diet. You
probably because I had to fit in the box.
You decide to go on a diet, and you go to a fruit stand on the road, and you choose a delicious red apple.
This does sound unlike me.
Yeah, that's instead of the box of donut holes that you wanted. But, Kendall, bad news. Right after you take a bite of this apple, you realize this apple was poison. It was poison. And you have fallen then into a coma. And you can only be awakened by the kiss of true love. Kendall, what would you do? Remember, Susan is on a business trip.
Well, then I hope somebody's shipping my body to Dubai. Or my
Kendall, there's too much weight.
It's my second...
Your boat can't handle it.
My second love of magic shows up and kisses me on the lips and wakes me from my trance.
The only kissing you're going to do is you better kiss your ass goodbye.
Well, I had a good run.
Well, that's debatable. But this
I had a good fall.
See you next trip. This is Ben, Cliff, and Kendall doing their great segment, What Would I Do?
Coming up next. More trash.
You know, I really hope you're seeing what Mrs. Butterton is doing for these seniors here in Morocco.
You're helping as well, dear. What a wonderful thing we're both doing.
Oh, yes. You've reinvigorated them with your delicious cooking, and now we've taught them all how to program their VCRs.
God, it's so wonderful to see their faces, dear.
Well, I think that is really nice, and I'm certainly taking notice of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you need me to do some magic to help out, I'm happy to do that as well.
Oh.
Dear, well, you know, they've had such a wonderful evening. I just want to keep it going, dear. I want to keep it moving upwards, dear.
Oh, yes. So, going upwards, we'll probably not need any of that magic. So, we'll be thinking about something
more
else.
More of a starter thing. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, Kendall. Good luck with all that. All right, well, is this, I don't know.
Whatever
you sound
saying.
Like you need a little bit of this aerobic activity as well.
My. Yes, dear. Let's go and lead them in their aerobic lessons.
That's a wonderful idea.
All right.
Maybe we should put some oldies on.
Yes. Grandpa, start the oldies.
All right. Oh, they're all stretching out there.
They do look like they're having fun now.
They sure do.
All that stretching.
Kendall, you got to fill in this blank.
Oh, fill it in, Cliff.
Fill it in.
Time for fill in the blanks.
Fill it in. All right, Kendall. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kendall.
Cliff.
Women need a reason to have sex. Men just need a blank. So say
location.
Billy Crystal. Oh, close, Kendall. But Billy, of course, had a better way with words, and he said they just need a place.
Well, I'm no Billy Crystal. Cliff.
Well,
you know, I'm only Kendall.
Kendall.
A friend is one that knows you as you are, understands where you have been, accepts what you have become, and still gently allows you to blank.
To co-host a show with you.
Close. Grow. That was another Billy. Billy Shakespeare.
Oh.
Billy Shakespeare.
We're just growing wider and wider.
I know.
Kendall, scientists think that they can now clone an all-white zebra. Now, I'm no expert, but isn't that a blank?
Horse.
A horse, so saith your other hero, Jay Leno.
That was a horse of another color. Oh, wonderful.
Golden ticket.
Wonderful comedy gold humor.
I thought that was great.
But those who dare to fail miserably can blank greatly.
Go f*** themselves.
No, JFK did not say that. He said achieve greatly.
Achieve greatly. Kendall.
Just like that.
I am, as I've said, merely competent. But in an age of incompetence, that makes me blank.
Competent.
Oh. It proves that you're not even that.
I know.
No, Kendall, this one is competent, though. His name was Billy Joel, and he said, that makes me extraordinary.
Oh, well, I should have got that one.
He said, sing me a song, you're the piano man. What was your first Billy Joel album, Kendall?
Glass Houses.
What the hell is that album? What is it? What hits were on that one?
I get mixed up what is on what album now because I just got them all in one big playlist.
Oh,
that's
terrible.
But I think that might have been the one that Piano Man was on. No, that was Piano Man, the album.
Oh. I had I Go Walking in the Night.
Oh, yeah.
To a River of the Dream.
Was that Strangers album?
Hoop-a-dee-da-bada, hoop-a-dee-da-bada. I don't know, who knows, it's the only song I ever...
Strangers is my favorite.
Strangers album. In the Night, exchanging glances, strange... Here you go, Kendall. Blank...
Here you go.
Blank will never be completed. It will continue to grow as long as
Disneyland.
There is...
I don't even have to stop. I'm gonna stop you right there.
Imagination left in the world. Yes, Kendall. Ding, ding, ding.
Because I knew it was either Disneyland or Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
That's right. Cliff and Kendall, we're like Disneyland. Yeah. We will never be completed.
We just keep growing and getting better, better.
Improving.
Better.
Improving, improving.
Yep. Cliff, let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of blank.
Smile is the beginning of smile, though your heart is breaking, smile, even though it's aching. Right?
No, love.
Oh.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, Mother Teresa. Kendall, finally, I've got a blank for you. The public has an appetite for anything about imagination, anything that is as far away from blank as is creatively possible.
Reality.
Oh, yeah. So saith Steven Spielberg.
Oh, see, now that one I should have known for sure.
There you go. Can't believe you got it.
It's all just because I want to escape reality so much.
All I have to do for you to fill in the blanks is to ask things that were said by your heroes.
Well, I've been saying it for 5 years.
First 5 years, you thought he'll get it eventually.
I know. But then I didn't.
Oh. Oh, look at him out there. They are really sweating, teaching them how to do that grapevine across the floor.
Hey, save some sweating for us. We want to come join you.
Kendall, what is Kendall smoking in here? His shoes? Well, everything but his shoes.
I was hoping there was going to be a dessert after the
Olympics. Oh, that's what you were wanting to save some. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, save the dessert. All right. Well, they're sweating. Well, do you have any quotes about trash?
I got a quote.
Tell it to
us. I've always got a quote.
Tell it.
Good old Rodney Dangerfield took this one. I'm not going to try to do his voice. Can't do it. My wife is always trying to get rid of me. The other day, she told me to put the garbage out. I said to her, I already did. She told me to go and keep an eye on it.
Love it.
Love it.
All right.
So if I gotta get out of here, I gotta get me some dessert.
I need to, wait, what? Yeah. What is there in there? I'm Cliff.
I don't know, but I'll take it. I'm Kendall. I'll see you next week.
Give us any dessert, I'll take it.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Come on.
Explain.
Come on, Michael, that oil. Come on, America.
Come on.